So I was asking you the question as to why there is a need of an argument at all. Behind every philosophical activity, the assumption is that there is a huge world around us. This huge world is full of phenomena. There is one statement which you can make because of this phenomena, which cannot be doubted, and it is this: there are events. This is one statement which you can make, and you can see it is obvious, and perhaps even the blind people will accept this proposition. There are events. Indubitable statement, you cannot doubt it at all. But having said there are events, it doesn't give us any wisdom. It doesn't give us any kind of a clue what kind of events, interconnection of events, interconnection of these events with you, interconnection of all these with the totality, if there is any totality at all. These questions are not answered merely by saying there are events. And philosophy has even a deeper question to ask, not merely to see that so many events exist in the world or happen in the world, but what is the meaning or significance of these events? You remember when we were defining what is philosophy, and I turned to the one who has written down the definition. I don't know if your definition includes this particular word. You tell me whether you include this word or not. Philosophy is a quest of knowledge. Tell me, what is it, as it said?
A quest for knowledge pertaining to all the means, including the quest for perfection, both individual and collective. It results in the formulation of an idea or ideas pertaining to the totality, includes all that we see and experience or think of, and beyond that which may or may not exist, in search of the presence or absence of the meaning of all, beyond all and all.
The word meaning is present in that definition, therefore it's a correct definition. The essence of philosophical quest is to find the meaning. So first of all, we have to ascertain what are the facts, what are the events, their interrelationships, what is behind them, whether there is any ultimate reality at all or not, which you don't see but which is there as a source, which may exist, may not exist, and search for whether there is a meaning in them or not. This being the meaning of philosophical inquiry, whenever any statement is made, it takes the form of an argument. This is the necessity of an argument. Why all philosophical books, they abound with arguments. Sometimes people who are not familiar with the idea of philosophy, they get tired of philosophy because they say, oh, it is nothing but meaningless debate, meaningless argumentation, coming to no conclusion, it has no sense in it. But that is because it is not understood that philosophy is a very serious inquiry in which you should not be tired. If you really want to discover, if you really want to find out the meaning. If you don't want to find the meaning, you are satisfied with what you are, then don't enter into philosophy. But if you want to find out the meaning, and since we are blind, and since there are many events happening, there is a need to interconnect them. And because in the beginning of our search we happen to be blind and therefore we are likely to be stuck only to one aspect rather than the other aspect. Therefore, if you are stuck with that particular aspect, you need to be told there is another aspect also. And when you state there is another aspect also, this statement takes the form of an argument. Argument basically is nothing but stating one aspect of data and trying to join another aspect of data in some meaningful manner. The minimum is that there should be a connection of one aspect of data with another aspect of the data. You know the meaning of data. Data means that which is given. It comes originally from the Sanskrit word dattam, that which is given. From dattam it comes data, datam. Datam is a singular, datum, D-A-T-U-M is singular, and data is plural. Given facts are called data. Because normally we are seized with one set of data and we are not taking into account another set of data, philosophy makes you aware that you need to connect one set of data with another set of data. But even these two sets of data are not enough. There is a third set of data, there is a fourth set of data, fifth set of data, and there's plenty of data. And that makes the whole complexity of philosophical argument. Now, having done this to begin with, this kind of exercise, you come across certain data which are of such a nature that they are all comprehensive, knowing which all things are known. You can have such data, knowing which all the data can be known. Now this kind of thing also happens in our search. It is like a key. You may have so many rooms in a big castle and suddenly you find a key, and when you find a key you can open the whole thing and then everything is open to you.